Hi, and welcome to the Brain Collective. My name is Nicole Pass. I'm a photographer and small biz mentor, and I'm here to take away the overwhelm of small business life to help you create a heart-led, purpose-driven brand. I'll be sharing my biggest takeaways from starting a business with no experience at all to one where I'm now able to mentor other small business owners to create the brands and lives of their dreams. I'll also be inviting some of the incredible small biz babes I've met on my journey to share their stories. Are you ready to get inspired? This is the Brand Collective. Hey guys, and welcome back to today's episode of the Brand Collective podcast. We're already 5 episodes in. I'm so excited. I can't believe it. We've already made this far, and I feel like we have barely scratched the surface on all the things that I want to share with you. And I have to say that the more I create and build in this new phase of my business and my brand, the more I'm feeling called to do, the more I feel called to share and to inspire. And in a funny way, it is solidifying that which I have known deep down for a really long time was calling to me. And that was to share my knowledge and share my learnings from the last 5-6 years of my own business journey with those that need it. And part of the reason behind that is because when I first started my business, I did not have anyone. I didn't have anyone to turn to. I didn't know anyone else who had started a business that I could go to for advice or for help. And I honestly felt really alone and very, really lonely and really lost, if I'm being honest, about what to do, where to turn, what I needed to even get started. And it took a lot of trial and error to figure out the right path for me, and it's going to be different from everyone. But that was why, that's part of the reason why I feel called to create this podcast and to offer mentoring and coaching in my business now, because I see so many other women in the same position that I was 6 years ago who are feeling lost, feeling alone, and not knowing where to turn. And I want to be there for them in a way that I didn't have anyone there for me. And so I feel like that ties in really beautifully with today's topic, which is all about understanding the difference between a brand and personal branding. This is something I get asked a lot by my clients. And so I wanted to jump on today and share my knowledge and my thoughts around this topic, because it's a really crucial one that we understand fundamentally before we start any business. And I believe that it's really, really important for people to understand about themselves and the brand that they build for themselves, well, even if they don't understand it at the time. And so let's begin. We all know, or at least think that we know, what a brand is, right? So when we look at the definition of a brand at surface level, it is the name, it's the logo, it's the mark, it's the words or the saying that distinguishes one product or service from another, right? When we look at the physicality of a brand, the first thing we often think about is the colors that we associate with it, the fonts. It might even be like a catchphrase or a saying, and obviously the logo. That's always number one. These are the design elements that become synonymous with that particular product. Now, when we say product, we don't necessarily mean a physical product or thing, but instead, it's whatever it is that is sold or marketed under that brand. So it could include an item, it could include an experience, a service, or in some cases, it's a person. When we look at branding, what we're actually talking about is how a person responds to that particular brand when they hear the name. It's the perception, the emotion, or the feeling that is evoked, and in turn, the response you as a consumer or client have to it. It's the meaning that is given to that brand, the experience that you expect to have when you interact with it. Let's look at an example. And this is a really funny one. You guys are going to be like, what the hell is she talking about? Water, right? Water is something that every living thing on this planet needs to survive. Yeah. It's a free resource. It's readily available. And yet it is one of the highest selling products in the world. It's crazy. In fact, when I was doing a bit of research on this topic, the most expensive water in the world is just over $107,000 a liter. Bloody insane, right? Do you know why though? Because there are countless companies out there who have figured out how to monetize it. They know that people are always in need of it. It's something that we will pay for, sometimes in crazy amounts. And they have created stories around their own versions of this same product. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. Let's have a think about it, right? What are some of the most popular brands of water that you can think of in the world? Evian, Fiji Water, Mount Franklin, San Pellegrino, Perrier, Voss, Pump. Yeah, it's a crazy list. And I know that there are thousands more that could be listed underneath that list. At the end of the day, they all sell the exact same thing. And yet, when we think about the brand, each brand of water, we have a different attitude and reaction to each one. The reason why is because the companies behind them have created different stories and lifestyles to market their product, then done this in a way that causes the audience to associate their water to that story. So sure, they may all source their water from different places around the world, which may slightly impact the cost, but at the end of the day, it's just water, right? So what we as consumers respond to is the emotional response we have to the story these brands have created about their brand of water. And that is what drives consumers' interest towards one brand over another. When we look at how consumers make their decisions, it will often be driven by personal values that that consumer lives by, right? So in our water example, someone who may live a very healthy, pure lifestyle, eating mainly organic foods, someone who, you know, they look after their bodies, look after their minds, they prefer to live sustainably in a pure, healthy, natural way, right? Maybe drawn more to purchasing Fiji water. And the reason why, the brand has marketed themselves as pure, as healthy, and natural. Think about, you know, the image of their bottle. It's clean, crisp, very clear plastic. The colors in it are very pure. There's blues. You know, we've got that beautiful image of the hibiscus, mountains, natural waterfall. It lends itself to the feeling of clean, of pure, and of natural. Similarly, someone who loves the finer things in life, maybe they put a lot of effort into their appearance. They prefer to wear designer brands, to be seen with the latest, most popular brands of whatever it is that exists out there. You know, they may like to live that influencer lifestyle, in inverted commas, maybe driven more to a brand like Voss or Perrier, who have marketed themselves at that higher luxe level. They use celebrity endorsement to push their brand. They have really, really clever marketing campaigns to market this particular lifestyle or story they've associated with their brand. Yeah, not the water. The water is just the byproduct. It's the brand that they're selling. The story is what sells. It's an interesting idea, isn't it? It's a completely intangible thing, and yet it's the most valuable asset to any business. Without branding, the products and services that you create will never sell. Yeah, I'm going to say that again. Without branding, the products and services that you create will not sell. It's a crazy concept, but it's one that we really need to understand as a fundamental thing at the very beginning of building a business. So when it comes to looking at the difference between branding of a business and personal branding, the one key difference lies in the name, yeah? Whilst branding has everything to do with the emotional response that the consumer or audience has with the brand itself, when we look at personal branding, it has everything to do with the person behind the brand. But that is not to say that the two things are the same. In fact, they're quite different. So When we look at consumer behaviors, particularly now in this digital age, the one key element that stands out is how people interact with the onslaught of content, of media, of constant stimulation that we are consuming multiple times on a daily basis. We all do it, right? We scroll mindlessly for sometimes hours on end, consuming content that we're watching, sometimes not even taking it in, we're just scrolling. It's quite overwhelming. And if we're really being honest about it, oftentimes it is too much for our brains to really take in what we're seeing, what we're reading. But in amongst all that content, there will be things that you will see that will make you stop the scroll. It will make you think, make you yearn for whatever it is that's playing on your mind, and make you hit potentially that save button or the buy now button. And 9 times out of 10, the reason will be the person that created that particular piece of content. If you think about it, right, who do we buy from? We buy from people. We are influenced, for want of a better term, by those we know, those we like, and those we trust. People we've followed for a while, we watch all their stories, consume everything they share. What they stand for resonates with us. Their values hold true to ours. We want, you know, what they are, who they are. We want what they have, the lifestyle they may live or experience and share. We feel like we know them, and therefore we trust them and trust what they advertise, sell, or suggest that we buy. This is the very essence of influencer marketing. And when we look at it from that perspective, influencer marketing really is personal brand marketing. I'm going to give you a real world example. When I made the decision to finally quit my part-time job and make photography my career, I was acutely aware, as I shared at the beginning of this episode, that I had no idea what I was doing. From a business point of view, I've shared this story with you guys before in the first episode of this podcast. I did not come from a family of business owners or entrepreneurs. I had no idea what it was going to take for me to build a sustainable business. But I knew that I needed to learn all the things when it came to business building and business marketing and, dare I say it, branding. I did not start my journey thinking that I was going to become a brand mentor. I thought I was going to be a newborn photographer. So there we are. It's an amazing thing how we evolve as people over time. But getting back to my story, I knew exactly who I was going to learn from, right? I knew what I needed to learn and I knew who I wanted to learn it from. And did you notice what I just said there? It was not where, but who. That is right. It was a person. It was a person I had been following on Instagram for a long time on my own personal page, long before my Nicole Pass world existed. I loved everything that this person stood for. The knowledge that they shared with their audience was next level inspiring. They had the sunniest demeanor about them and they were personable. They were inspirational and relatable all at the same time, and they knew their stuff. I had spent time consuming their social media content for long enough to know that the magical know, like, and trust factor had been formed in my own mind. And so it was a no-brainer for me to enroll in their branding course. And I've watched this incredible human evolve over the last 6 years or so into such a marketing powerhouse that one day, I really hope that she will feature on this podcast one day very, very soon. So remember, people buy from people. They buy from leaders. They buy from creators, from thinkers, from doers. So when we talk about personal branding, what we're really talking about is the foundational element of branding and applying it and expanding it to suit a human. And this makes total sense when you think about it, right? Our businesses are an extension of us. Yeah, you, the person, created the brand, you created your offering that the business is going to offer its consumers or its clients. You, the person, chose your logo, you chose the fonts, the taglines, you're creating the content and you're marketing around your offer. But what makes consumers want to buy it? It's not what you have, it's you, your story, your brand, your influence. And I'm not talking about the negative connotation that is sometimes given to the word influencer. Yeah, I know a lot of people cringe when they hear it, My mum does. She calls them influencers. No offense to the influencers out there who are listening, or the number of beautiful influencers that I have had the pleasure to work with, because I can see it from what it is, right? My mum comes from a level where she's not on social media, so she doesn't understand it. But really, when you think about it, right, we're all people of influence. So it doesn't matter if you've got an online presence, if you have a following, no matter what the number is. You may have 5 followers, you may have 50,000 followers. You are a person of influence. You impact the audience that has chosen to follow you. And the reason why is because of your personal branding and the power that that holds. The way you have marketed yourself, set yourself apart from the others out there, because goodness knows there's a million of us, right? It's the messaging you use, the message itself that you share, your story that you share. It's pretty powerful stuff, guys. Remember too that it is a privilege. It's a privilege and an honor to hold, to have other humans on this planet choose to trust in you, to listen to your words, and to trust in them. So please do not take that honor for granted. It's a very tricky space, the social media world. Online presence that you have, yeah, it doesn't matter what platform we're thinking about or talking about. The power that you hold as that person of influence. So be very mindful of words that you use, products you may endorse, the story that you share, how you interact with others on these platforms. It all forms part of your personal brand. You need to be really mindful of that in every interaction that you have online. So I'm going to implore you to use this power. Use the power of your personal brand for good. To inspire, to propel yourself and your business to heights that you may never have dreamed of. Because at the end of the day, that's why we're all here. That's why we're all working hard, the daily grind to build these amazing businesses to serve the amazing clients and the amazing audience that we're seeking to find. Now the question is, what should come first? Yeah, it's the old adage of the chicken or the egg. Is it your personal brand that should come first, or is it your business brand? This is an interesting one, as some people will say one thing and others will suggest another. My personal thoughts are to work on both. They both have their purpose. They both have their own reasoning for existing, and they both are going to impact your business in different ways. So depending on how you choose to market your business, you may find that business branding is more important. And this may hold true if you are a product-based business or someone who may not be the face of their brand, yeah? You may choose to live behind your business. And so in that case, I would suggest that focus on your business branding as priority, if you like. But that's not to say you shouldn't also focus on your own personal brand, because as you guys know, it's your story that drives the reasoning for your business. I've shared that before, and I'm going to do a deeper episode on that in the coming weeks. For others, if you're the face of your business and the face of your brand, then obviously the answer is that your personal brand is what you need to be focusing on the most. It is the most important asset in your business. So for these biz babes, I strongly suggest that that's where you focus your energy. That's where you focus your content plan, your strategy, your marketing, all of those important elements that are going to be what drives your business into the audience that you are looking to seek. Remember, people buy from people. They buy into emotion, they buy into story, and they buy from those they trust. And so that is what you need to concentrate on when you are creating the story, the values, and the content around your brand. Once you've successfully built trust in them, they'll not only engage with you, buy from you, but they'll also recommend you to everyone that they meet. Yeah, I'm going to share this amazing quote that I found recently. It really resonated, and it holds so, so true. And it holds true for both a personal brand and a business brand. Your brand is what others say about you when you are not in the room. I'm going to read it again. Your brand is what others say about you when you're not in the room. I'm going to let that one sink in. As we close out this episode this week, it's a really, really strong quote, but it is so, so true, and it relates back to everything I have just shared. So, my friends, go forth, brand strong. Have a really good think about what your brand is, what your message is, and who you want to be targeting with that brand. And remember, at the end of the day, It's all about emotion and it's about perception in your audience. Have a beautiful week, my friends. I can't wait to be back in your earbuds next week. Until then, have an amazing week. Bye. Well, guys, that's it for another week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you'd like to connect, I'm at Nicole Pass on Instagram. Or if you'd like to come and dig a little deeper on all things branding, you can come and join me in my private Facebook group, The Brand Collective with Nicole Pass, where I dive into how to create a soul-led, purpose-driven brand. And as always, if you have any questions or want to chat, I'm only a DM away. If you love this episode and feel called to, I would so appreciate if you'd rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Spotify, as it will help more people find my little corner of the podcast world. Have a beautiful week, friends. See you soon.